Agenda item 4 is interim relief allocation for Japanese coastal whaling. And I have explained that it has been put on the agenda on the request from the government of Japan. And there has been a resolution circulated. It's been available for the day, and people should have had time to see it. And I invite the government of Japan, if they would like to speak to this resolution. Japan, please.
我が国の沿岸小型捕鯨基地である網走鮎川和田浦大地の4地域は商業捕鳴のモラトリアムの導入以来重大な社会的経済的そして文化的な苦しみに直面してきております。そして IWCは繰り返しその窮状を救済するとのコミットメントを表明しながら何ら具体的な措置を取らず50頭のミンククジラ捕獲枠の要請は15年連続して否決されております。
Yes, the four communities of the Japanese small-type coastal whaling bases, namely the Abashiri, Ayukawa, Wadaura, and Taichi, have faced with great hardships economically, socially, and culturally since the introduction of the moratorium of commercial whaling. And IWC has reiterated its commitment to alleviate the distress of these communities, but no specific measures have been taken to date, and the request for catch allocation of 50 minke whales has been rejected for the 15 years consecutively.
今次特別会合に向けても我が国としてはこの窮状を状況を打開するために不評修正提案の提出の検討を含め最大限の努力を図ってまいりましたが関係国とも相談の結果現在お手元に配布されております小型捕鯨地域救済決議の採択を要請することといたしました。
For this special meeting, we have made an utmost effort to break the current impasse, including the consideration to table a proposal for the schedule amendment. But after consultation with the countries concerned, we finally decided to request for the adoption of the resolution with regard to the Japanese coastal-based whaling, which is, I'm sure, distributed to you already.
本決議案ではミンククジラの捕獲枠を設定することで沿岸小型捕鯨地域の窮状を救済すること、捕獲の形態やクジラ製品の配分については行動計画により規定することとしております。なお本決議のコンセンサスによる採択を図るため不評パラグラフ 10E に合致してという表現を用いておりますが、商業捕鯨モラトリアムに関する我が国の基本的立場は不変であるということを記録にとどめたいと考えます。
This draft resolution calls for alleviation of distress of small-type coastal whaling communities by setting a catch quota of minke whales. And also it states that a form of catches and allocation of whale products are set forth by an action plan.And this resolution uses a wording saying that consistent with paragraph 10E of the schedule, but in order to seek consensus adoption of this resolution, I would like to just keep a record that the basic position of Japan on the moratorium commercial whaling remain unchanged.
この日本の提案はですね、微妙なバランスの中で作成されているということですので、この現在提案している決議案でもってですね、コンセンサスによる採択を強く要請をいたします。
Since this exercise has been made within a very delicate balance Therefore, I would like to request for the consensus adoption of this resolution.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Japan. You mentioned specifically the words in the first paragraph, which starts reaffirms. The last line there, consistent with paragraph 10E of the schedule, and you had some remarks pertaining to these words. I'm afraid we didn't get that. Could you explain what you mean, please? The thing is that I have difficulties understanding those words as they are positioned in the resolution right now.
議長の指摘になります。いや、誤解があったかもしれませんので、その部分についてもう一度申し上げます。
Sorry, there could be some misunderstanding caused. Therefore, I would like to just repeat the sentence that you have raised as a concern.
本決議のコンセンサスによる採択を図るため、不評パラグラフ 10E に合致してという表現を用いておりますが、商業捕鯨モラトリアムに関する我が国の基本的立場は不変であるということを記録に留めたいと考えます。
And in order to achieve the consensus adoption of this resolution, the wording or the language of the in accordance inconsistent with the paragraph 10E of the schedule has been used in the original resolution. However, we would like to just keep the record saying that the position of Japan with regard to the moratorium on the commercial whaling remain unchanged.
それから、もう一度申し上げますけれども、このレゾリューションのワーディングはですね、非常に微妙なバランスの中で作られておりますので、一言一句変更することなくですね、このレゾリューション、ドラフトレゾリューションで、コンセンサスによる採択を強く要請をいたします。
Since the wording of this resolution was formulated within a very delicate balance to be struck, therefore, without changing any word used in this resolution, we would like to seek the consensus approval or the adoption of this resolution.
Thank you, Japan. I think it's quite clear what you seek to achieve here, and we have a resolution on Japanese community-based whaling, and they are seeking consensus for this resolution. Can we have consensus on taking this resolution? We have Mexico and Norway and Denmark. Mexico, Norway, Denmark. Republic of Guinea, Germany, US,
there?
Netherlands, no, Russia, and what's that?
UK.
Austria, Australia, Antigua and Barbuda, Monaco, Palau, New Zealand. This won't be easy. Morocco, Benin, Brazil, Netherlands. Well, we can just go around, have everybody speak here, obviously. Who haven't I mentioned?
Iceland. Ireland and Italy.
Who's Solomon Islands? A couple of guys over there. Saint Lucia. I will read out the list and see if you are happy with the list. It's a very long list, and I think it is time perhaps to think about when we want to end this meeting. My intention is to end it tonight. And if that is agreeable to you, I hope we can get through this rather quickly. Also, I think we'll need to restrict the speaking time here in order to get through. I have allowed Japan to speak, to give an introductory speech with no time limitation. This is an agenda item we have actually had a number of times, so I expect to hear lots of old arguments. And I would like to have a time restraint for 1 minute for each intervention. That will still take us 25, half an hour just to get through the list of speakers. Would it be agreeable to you if I make it 1 minute each? Preferably less, of course. The trick of associating with the other speakers should be used. Norway, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. No, I don't think 1 minute would suffice. I think you should be generous enough to allow us at least 1 minute and a half, perhaps even 2 minutes. Thank you.
I'll allow a minute and a half each. We are up to 45 minutes now, just for the views to be expressed. And as I said, I fear I've heard them before.
So we have, I'll read out the list and see if somebody is missing on the list. Or I'll rather... Mexico, Norway, Denmark, Guinea, Germany, USA, Russian Federation, UK, Austria, Australia, Antigua and Barbuda, Monaco, Palau, New Zealand, Morocco, Benin, Brazil, Netherlands, Iceland, Ireland, Italy, Solomon Islands, St. Kitts and Nevis, St. Lucia. Do I miss anybody? China, put on the list. For a minute and a half? Okay, I draw a line, and the list is closed. Mexico, please.
In a previous intervention regarding the adoption of this meeting agenda, I referred to Mexico's objection to the procedure that was followed. We regret the decision of the chair, which has forced the Commission to rashly discuss an item that was not considered originally and that would require as much discussion and lobby on this issue as the Aboriginal subsistence whaling. Now, I would refer to the substance of the proposal, Mr. Chairman. We have three major objections. It is not consistent with paragraph 10E. It establishes a de facto new category of whaling that is not contemplated neither by the convention nor by the schedule. It prejudges on the agenda the deliberations and the decisions of the 55 International Whaling Commission. Therefore, Mexico strongly opposes this resolution and requests Japan to withdraw the proposal and wait until we meet in Berlin. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mexico. Norway, please.
Please get closer to the microphone or press the button.
Do I start once more? Well, the clock starts running. We recognize the nutritional needs of the population of local communities in Japan, just as we recognize such needs of the peoples of Alaska, Chukotka, and any other place in the world. We also recognize the right of all people in the world to make a living conducting a legitimate industry. And for that reason, Mr. Chairman, Norway would like to make its, to give its unconditional support to this resolution. However, we have one small objection. Since paragraph 10E was taken and adopted in disregard and contravention of the convention, Norway in 1982 lodged an objection to this particular paragraph, and that has been our position ever since, with one major modification. That is, since 10E outlines certain tasks that should be completed by 1990 at the latest, Norway considers paragraph 10E to be null and void. So with this reservation,
pour les villages japonais. Donc, nous appuyons fermement la demande du Japon. Je vous remercie, Monsieur le Président.
Mr. President, thank you. We are in favor for justice for everybody. We are very glad to have voted by consent to a quota for the Americans and for the Russians. We would like to get the same privilege for the also the Japanese. Thank you.
Thank you, Guinea. Germany, please.
Thank you. We attach the greatest importance to Article 10E of our schedule, which points out that the catch quotas are zero, and we would like to stick to this wording. Andy, we would like to see that everybody adheres to it. And so we cannot agree with the Japanese resolution. And I would like to associate myself with the Mexican representative who already pointed out that we would have a new category of whaling with the Japanese proposal, a category which is not reflected neither in the convention nor in the schedule. Thank you.
Thank you, Germany. USA, please. USA, please.
Thank you, Chair. We're all aware that this issue has been around for a long time, in fact, 15 years, also that it has many facets. The United States can support this resolution because it addresses two major concerns with Japan's past proposals for small-type coastal whaling, these being that they must satisfy the provision of the commercial whaling moratorium, the paragraph 10E, and second, that the IWC Scientific Committee must advise the Commission that the catch from this stock of minke whales is sustainable. Japan's resolution showed a marked change and a positive movement towards presenting a proposal acceptable to a broad range of the Commission. We understand that there remains issues to be resolved and they can be addressed at IWC 55. Chairman, the U.S.'s final proposal on this matter will be based on the adequacy of Japan's action plan and their schedule amendment. Thank you.
Thank you, U.S. Russian Federation, please.
Спасибо, господин председатель. Россия поддерживает проект резолюции Японии.
The Russian Federation supports the proposal of Japan.
Спасибо, господин председатель.
Thank you.
Thank you, Russian Federation. UK, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I will try to be brief. I will associate myself completely with the remarks made by Mexico and Germany, but I would add further that I note that Japan has herself taken steps to alleviate the very real distress in these communities by allocating a scientific catch quota of 50 minke whales, which I understand has now been taken. In my view, the only quota which is consistent with paragraph 10E of the schedule is a zero quota, so I really do not understand the references to 10E in this text and cannot therefore support them. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, UK. Austria, please.
Thank you very much. Well, also in our opinion, this resolution is not consistent with the moratorium. It means for us commercial whaling. And as we just heard, minke whales are already taken under scientific whaling quotas. Therefore, we cannot support this resolution. Thank you.
Thank you, Austria. You are very efficient here, and I think we may actually finish earlier than I thought with the list. Australia, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd just like to associate ourselves with Germany and Mexico in particular. This would seek to create a new category of whaling which we could not support.
Thank you, Australia. Antigua and Barbuda, please.
Mr. Chair, you will recall that when this matter came before us at the 54th meeting of the Commission, Antigua and Barbuda made a very strong pitch for support of the Japanese coastal people with their request for the 50 minke whales. Mr. Chair, coastal communities are very vulnerable communities. We have acknowledged this in past resolutions, and we have agreed to move speedily to address the problems of these coastal communities in Japan that depend on whales. It is remiss of us, Mr. Chair, after we have worked today in good faith to solve two very critical issues that we're facing our commission, that we are now sitting here and exercising double standards again with regards to the issue of relieving the coastal people of Japan. I hear some of my colleagues from Austria, Australia, the UK speak about scientific whaling, and the court has already been taken on under that issue. That's a non-issue, Mr. Chief.
15 seconds left.
To strongly support this resolution in the interest of supporting coastal communities. That is our business here, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Antigua and Barbuda. That was 1.5 minutes. I proceed to Monaco. Monaco, please.
Yes, we have several concerns with this resolution, Mr. Chairman. The creation of a new category being one, the others being the basis for the estimation of the quota. In particular, we wonder how will the bycatch, how will the scientific catches be accounted for? We know that the government of Japan has issued special permits to enable the catch of up to 50 minke whales by small-type catcher boats from the four communities. And we know that this catch is currently underway. Clearly, such human-induced mortalities must be properly and fully deduced in the calculation. And it is very important to us that this matter be clarified. And I am prepared to propose an amendment in this direction if it is constructive.
Perhaps better wait with that. Thank you, Monaco, for the moment. Palau, please.
Mr. Chairman, this is our best opportunity to dispose this matter favorably. We cannot lose this opportunity, Mr. Chairman, because if we do, we will continue to deprive some coastal communities of Japan of their basic security needs, food security needs. Palau therefore fully support the resolution before us as presented by Japan. Thank you.
Thank you, Palau. New Zealand, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This resolution has defects that in New Zealand's view cannot be remedied. We're asked to welcome Japan's efforts to prepare an action plan on this issue, but we know that two previous action plans have been effectively rejected by this Commission, principally because they failed to address the commercial aspects of the proposed hunt. We are not told how any new action plan would remedy those defects. Secondly, Mr. Chairman, I associate myself with comments made by others about the undesirability of establishing a new category of whaling. Mr. Chairman, there is considerable uncertainty in this document, and yet despite that uncertainty, we're being asked to make a formal decision that we will consider an appropriate schedule amendment. That language is as close to being directory as is possible. The Commission is being asked to welcome an action plan that it has not seen, and when it has effectively rejected such plans in the past, and in effect to commit to whaling that either clearly doesn't comply with the Commission's present rules or to agree a new category of whaling. The Commission can't put itself in a position where this year it passes a resolution so that next year somebody argues that that's justification for agreeing a schedule amendment. I'm sure that Japan wants to move a schedule amendment next year, and Mr. Chairman, I think that that proposal should be dealt with on its merits and in all its detail when it is formally presented, and not before. This resolution is not required now. We'll look at the proposal on its merits in the detail when it's presented. For those reasons, Mr. Chairman, New Zealand cannot support the resolution.
Thank you, New Zealand. Morocco, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Morocco reiterates its position stated in the 54th annual meeting to provide for small coastal communities where they are. Morocco supports the proposal made by Japan. Thank you.
Thank you, Morocco. Benin, please.
Merci, Monsieur le Président. Le Bénin supporte fortement la proposition japonaise, la demande japonaise, car après ce qui s'est passé aujourd'hui, on ne peut pas comprendre que des communautés qui sont dans le besoin puissent être rejetées par des humains. On a entendu proposition pour la vente. Je ne sais pas combien coûte une baleine et je ne sais pas combien 50 baleines peut apporter à l'économie japonaise. Merci.
Thank you, Mr. President. After what has been happening today, we have been supporting some people, some countries, and now we cannot understand why some villages from Japan cannot get quota. But what we don't understand furthermore is we don't know how much the selling cost of a whale is, but for the economic of Japan, 50 of whales sold, I don't know what it will represent as income. Thank you.
Thank you, Benin. Brazil, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We welcome the efforts made by the delegation of Japan in displaying some flexibility and trying to reach better accommodation of some claims. Nevertheless, we don't think the resolution, the way it is worded, can be approved, even if we supported it, because it states that the most effective way of doing so would be to establish as soon as possible an appropriate catch quota for mink whales consistent with paragraph 10E of the schedule, but it doesn't describe how this would be done. So it's a very inaccurate resolution. And therefore, we support the Mexican, the Australian, and the New Zealand, particularly New Zealandese interventions. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Brazil. Netherlands, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First of all, we understand that the Japanese commissioner is very eager to put forward this resolution, but we are concerned that we introduce a new category of whaling. However, we possibly will not oppose the consensus of the proposed resolution if amendments are made on the relation with scientific whaling done by Japan itself, and no prejudice is being made on decision by the IWC 55. We are anxious to hear the proposal for amendments of Monaco and the reaction of Japan on that. Thank you.
Thank you, Netherlands. Iceland, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For Iceland, by far the most important principle regarding whaling, as in all other utilization of living marine resources, is the sustainability. And we are absolutely convinced that this 50 minke whales that are being talked about here will not threaten the sustainability of the stock in any way. So we don't see why anyone would oppose it. Thank you.
Thank you, Iceland. Ireland, please.
Thank you, Chairman. Chairman, I'm concerned that the overall message contained in this resolution may create expectations which cannot be met. For example, it will not be possible for Ireland to agree to change paragraph 10E before a satisfactory RMS has been adopted. Subject to this understanding, Ireland is willing to consider any proposals Japan may put forward next year, and we would not block any consensus that might emerge. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you, Ireland. Italy, please.
Thank you. Italy would like to associate with Mexico, with particular regards to the point that we would introduce a new category of whaling. So we associate with Mexico and New Zealand and the others. Thank you.
Thank you, Italy. Solomon Islands, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Solomon Islands supports and associates with the distinguished delegate of Norway and others in support of the four coastal communities of Japan. If we can come to consensus with the Russians and the US take plus others in this globe, I see no reason why double standards are continually done in these IWC meetings. And I reiterate what I've said at the Shimonoseki meeting. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Solomon Islands. St. Kitts and Nevis, please. Thank you, St. Kitts and Nevis. St. Lucia, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, we do not condone nor do we support double standards. We have dealt with previous resolutions in good faith, and we expect that this resolution will receive the same treatment by others here. In this regard, we would like to support the resolution by the Japanese delegation. Thank you.
Thank you, St. Lucia. China is the last speaker on the list. China, please.
Thank you, Chairman. China supports Japan's draft resolution, and it agrees to pass it in consensus. Thank you.
Well, there are two more members that have asked for the floor, Sweden and Switzerland. I intend to let them speak as briefly as the others, if you don't mind. I'll call upon Sweden. Sweden, please.
Thank you, Chairman. I'll be brief. Sweden is unable to support this resolution and would like to associate itself with a comment made by Mexico, Germany, New Zealand, and others. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you, Sweden. Switzerland, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I try to be equally brief. My delegation shares the position of those countries who have concerns of creating a new category of whaling. Moreover, the proposal does not address the use of the 50 minke whales for coastal countries. We would consider this proposal. We could consider this proposal if the quota was allocated on the Aboriginal subsistence regime. If that's not the case, we could not support it. Thank you.
Thank you, Switzerland. That concludes the speaking list, but we have the proposal from Monaco of an amendment to the schedule. And would you like to formally propose that, Monaco?
Yeah, sure. I mean, it is clear. I mean, to us that no likely consensus is in sight. I mean, it doesn't require the Einstein. I mean, to see that. So, on the other hand, I mean, many countries have expressed some appreciation for the calls of the four Japanese villages. So I propose a specific amendments which has two elements which would take care of points raised by several delegations. The first amendment refers to the directory nature of the current text, which is not satisfactory. So in the last paragraph, we would propose to replace further decides by further recommends and add at the end of the penultimate paragraph those few words, without prejudice to its future decision. So that would read, Further, we commence that an appropriate amendment to the schedule, etc., be considered at the 56th annual meeting of the International Whaling Commission without prejudice to its future decision. The second amendment is more substantial. It refers to the concerns expressed by some of us that the basis for establishing the quota is not clear enough and doesn't take into account explicitly the various catches linked with either bycatches, incidental strikes, or scientific catches. So the amendment would replace the penultimate paragraph, which starts by decides that the establishment, etc., by an entirely new paragraph, which I will give to the Secretariat, which reads, instructs the scientific committee to fully integrate human-induced mortalities, including the removal of minke whales under scientific permits, when estimating this allowable quota. I repeat, it would read, instructs the scientific committee to fully integrate human-induced mortalities, including the removal of minke whales under scientific permits, when estimating this allowable quota. And this is my amendment, Mr. Chairman.
Let me just ask if the amendment is agreeable to Japan. Japan, please.
without prejudice to its future decision. これについては受け入れられますけれども、実質的な内容に関わる修正提案についてはですね、私どもは受け入れられません。
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Now, with regard to the proposal for the amendment of the resolution made by Monaco, the first the proposal for the amendment is acceptable, which means that in the last operative paragraph, changes the decides to the recommend, and in the addition in the last sentence, without prejudice to its future decision, and that is acceptable. But with regard to the second proposal, this concerns more substance in the resolution, and we cannot accept this proposal.
Thank you, Japan. Sorry, please go on.
On the scientific advice of the scientific committee that such quota is sustainable というところにですね、モナコの懸念も含まれているのではないかと思います。したがいまして来年のですね、科学委員会において、検討をした結果がですね、本会議において検討されるということでございますので、この時点で、モナコの提案修正を行う必要ないと考えております。
And I think the Monaco's concern could be adequately dealt with the wording shown in the penultimate paragraph that based on the scientific advice of the scientific committee, that such quota is substantial and sustainable. And this matter will be reviewed and discussed in the scientific committee next year, and the result of the discussion of the scientific committee will be referred to this commission meeting for further deliberation. Therefore, I think this sentence as it is can satisfy the concern Monaco raised.
Thank you, Japan. Monaco, please.
Well, first of all, I'm grateful to Japan for having accepted gracefully the second element of the amendment, so we will address the first element now. I read very easily this penultimate paragraph, and I think it is unfortunately too opaque for having a clear reading of what it means. I think you could have different interpretation. My intent is to actually move towards the adoption of a resolution by Japan by making it very clear that my concerns, which are actually taken care by the RMP, or by future proposals concerning the RMS, are just explicit, are made explicit there. As it stands now, the opacity of this penultimate paragraph is worrisome and doesn't comfort me. So if it is clear to Japan that my concerns will be taken care of by the scientific committee, let's make those concerns explicit. That will make it clear for us all, and that will facilitate probably the adoption of this resolution. Otherwise, I don't see from what the first round table here that it would pass so easily. So I will move, Mr. Chairman, that my amendment on the first element be formally accepted by the Commission, and that it stands as a formal amendment to the Japanese resolution.
Okay. I'm afraid that if we are going to start amending pieces and parts of this, we'll be embarking on something that will take quite a long time, and I'm actually fearing that we may not achieve consensus in the end after having listened to the different views expressed here. But please correct me if I'm reading this the wrong way. Monaco, please.
I certainly do not intend to prolong this agony. I mean, on the other hand, some delegations like mine have been very patient this morning, listening to it to positions which were well known. This is rather new. This resolution, as it is, which is contains some new elements, reached us on Friday evening. I'm doing my best to see that there is a substantial critical mass behind a modified text so that this text actually has a chance to pass. And I think, therefore, without entertaining too many discussions, I think we should entertain the vote, brief discussion and a vote on this amendment if possible. Otherwise, I think we would not be consistent, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Monaco. I take it then that the first amendment that you proposed and that was acceptable to Japan could, as an amendment, be accepted by the floor by consensus as an amendment to the proposal. Am I right in that understanding? UK, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Unfortunately, I don't think... While I appreciate Monaco's efforts, I don't think that I could, in fact, accept the amendment, the second half of the amendment which he has proposed, because it still leaves us with a resolution which refers to a category of whaling consistent with 10E, and we don't really understand that. So I couldn't actually accept the amendment.
I have Antigua and Barbuda and Mexico on my list now. I'll listen to them. Antigua and Barbuda. I think we still keep the time limit, though. Antigua and Barbuda, please.
Yes, Mr. Chair. I just want to suggest a compromise with regards to the proposal of Monaco and Japan. In that penultimate paragraph, Mr. Chair, perhaps we can keep that paragraph and add at the end of the paragraph where we have and instruct the scientific committee to fully integrate human-induced mortality, including scientific take when assessing the quota. I would like to ask the distinguished commission delegate from Monaco if he would agree with that, and also Japan. Before any further intervention, Mr. Chair.
Well, I think there are some remarks on this. Mexico asks for the floor. Mexico, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I hear you calling for us to save time, and I think that will be fair for you to know that, in spite of being proposed by my dear friend, the Commissioner of Monaco, we cannot accept the resolution even as modified by Monaco, even including the two modifications, the two amendments to the resolution. The problem remains the same. As was explained by me previously. And neither the amendments proposed put forward by Monaco nor the amendment to the amendment put forward by Antigua Barbuda or any other amendment to those paragraphs will solve the concerns of Mexico regarding the consistencies with paragraph 10E and, moreover, the establishment of a new category of whaling. So I would suggest that we go straight to the vote of the resolution as it is, or as it was amended by Monaco and accepted by Japan. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. I have the same feeling that we are not going to be able to find a consensus by amending this. But I have two more speakers on my list before making a move here. Australia and New Zealand. Australia first.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just associate myself fully with the Mexican speaker.
Thank you. New Zealand, please.
Mr. Chairman, New Zealand does appreciate and applaud the efforts of Monaco to improve this resolution. However, in our view, there are fundamental flaws in the basic resolution and in the procedure that it sets out, and the amendments simply do not address that. And therefore, desirable though the suggested changes might be, they simply can't address and remedy the fundamental flaws of an unspecified action plan when we've already rejected those in the past, the flaws of a new category of whaling, already referred to by others, and the flaw of being asked to consider a proposal without the detail. We can do that if and when Japan chooses to bring a resolution to us, a schedule amendment to us, next year.
Thank you. I think my reading of what's happening here is that we could either embark on a very time-consuming voting on amendments and amendments of amendments, or we could simply choose to go on a vote and on the agreed amended text. And I think that would be the wise way to go right now in view of what we have. I would like to ask Monaco if they can agree that we shouldn't start moving all the possible amendments that we can find out here on the floor, because it is not a good way of doing it. Monaco, please.
I could live with the proposal of Antigua, because indeed my amendment is not mutually exclusive with the penultimate paragraph. No, it just seeks to clarify it. So I'm not opposed to that. But I also note that for an amendment to proceed to a vote, it must have a seconder. So if there is no seconder, I mean, this amendment basically will die off of its natural life, which will be short. So that's all I have to say, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Monaco. Do we have a seconder for the amended amendment, or will it die quickly? It died quickly. Boing. Therefore, I'd like to proceed to obviously we have no consensus. So I'd like to proceed to a vote, or rather ask Japan if they would then like to proceed to a vote on the resolution. Japan, please.
まあ、日本のですね、決議案についてコンセンサスがないということは認識をいたしております。
Yes, now I'm aware that there is no consensus on the draft resolution submitted by Japan.
で、まあ、この先ほども提案趣旨を説明をいたしましたけれども、すでにですね、日本の4地域の コミュニティのですね、球場を緩和するという決議は過去において採択されているわけです。
And earlier I explained the purpose of this or the intention of the resolution, but anyway, in the past already, a resolution was adopted with regard to the taking measures to alleviate the distress inflicted upon four local communities engaged in small type coastal whalings.
で、その実行をですね、IWC が怠ってきたというところに問題があるわけであります。
So I think that the problem here is that neglection by the IWC to take specific actions to put into practice of the resolution which was adopted already.
したがいましてですね、状況も変化してきておりますので、改めてこの特別会議の機会にですね、来年の年次会議において検討していただきたいという決議を提案をしたわけであります。
However, the situation has been changed now that special meeting was convened. So, with the intention that we would like to ask for the further deliberation consideration of this resolution of this matter in the next annual meeting of the IWC, we presented this resolution.
The scientific committee の advice を受け入れるということと、それから過去においてプランオブアクションが出たけれども、これが否決されたということでありますけれども、改めて私どもはプランオブアクションを真剣に考えて提案したいということであります。
And also we are willing to accept advice made by the scientific committee on this matter. And in the past, although we submitted action plan of actions, and that was rejected. But once again, we are very much serious in presenting the action plan in the forthcoming the next year's scientific next year's annual meeting of the IWC.
で、それがですね、IWC のメンバーの皆様方のですね、真摯なですね、日本の提案に対するトリートメントだと私どもは考えているわけです。
So I think this is really a kind of the sincere treatment by the members of the IWC toward the situation that Japan has presented.
プランオブアクションの中で、決められることですけれども、何も新しいキャテゴリーを創設しようということを考えているわけではありません。
And we do not have any plan or the intention to create yet another a new category. And actually, what we are trying to do could be specified in detail in a plan of action.
そうですね。モナコの修正提案を審議することではなくてですね、日本のオリジナルなドラフトレゾリューションでもってですね、投票に付していただきたいと思います。
So, I'd like to request for the original draft resolution put on the voting without discussing the amendment made by the Monaco.
Okay. So what I would like to do, if you agree on this, is to put the original resolution as it stands with no amendments to the floor. Is that agreeable? Seems to be the case. Some people look at their watches to see that it is agreeable. Okay, that's a good reason as any reason. I would then like to ask the Secretary to put the original draft resolution to a vote, please.
So what we will be doing is voting on document IWC Spec 02/4, the resolution proposed by Japan on Japanese community-based whaling. If you're in favour of the proposed resolution, you vote yes. If you disagree with the resolution, you vote no. This is not a proposed schedule amendment, so it only requires a simple majority to be carried. This time, I will start the voting with the UK.
No.
No. The USA.
Yes.
Yes. Antigua and Barbuda. Yes. Yes. Australia.
No.
No. Austria.
No.
No. Benin.
Yes.
Yes. Brazil.
No.
No. Chile.
No.
No. China.
Yes.
Yes. Denmark.
Yes.
Yes. Dominica.
Yes.
Yes. Finland.
No.
No. France.
No.
No. Germany.
No.
No. Grenada.
Yes.
Yes. Republic of Guinea.
Yes.
Yes. Iceland.
Yes.
Yes. Ireland.
Abstain.
Italy.
No.
No. Japan.
Yes.
Yes. Republic of Korea.
Abstain.
Abstain. Mexico.
No.
No. Monaco.
No.
No. The Netherlands.
No.
No. New Zealand.
No.
No. Norway.
Yes.
Yes. Palau.
Yes.
Yes. Peru.
No.
No. Portugal. No. Russian Federation.
Yes.
Yes. St. Kitts and Nevis.
Yes.
Yes. St. Lucia.
Yes.
Yes. San Marino.
No.
No. Solomon Islands.
Yes.
Yes. Spain.
No.
No. Sweden.
No.
No. Switzerland.
No.
No. The outcome of the vote is that there were 16 votes in favour of the resolution, 19 against, and 2 abstentions. So the resolution fails.
Thank you. Japan, please.
日本のレゾリューションがですね、否決されたことは大変残念でありますけれども、賛成をしてくれた代表団の皆様方に感謝を申し上げたいと思います。
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, it is quite unfortunate and regrettable that Japanese resolution, draft resolution, was rejected. However, taking this opportunity, I'd like to express my appreciation to the delegates who expressed support to our proposal.
しかしながらですね。この 沿岸コータ捕鯨地域の窮状問題自体はですね、何ら解決をしているわけではありません。
And yet, we do not see any sign of the resolving the issue of the alleviation of the distress involving the Japanese small type coastal whaling communities.
したがいまして、来年の年次会議に向けてですね、私どもはこの委員会がですね、もう少し沿岸地域のニーズであるとか文化であるとかそういうところに十分光を当てるように他の国とですね協力して IWC が機能を回復するようにですね努力をしていきたいと思います。
However, toward next year's annual meeting of IWC we would like to cooperate with the countries concerned by so doing the needs and the culture of the Japanese small type coastal communities could be shed a new light so that the IWC's function could be normalized.
Thank you.
Thank you, Japan. That actually concludes agenda item 4.